This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how Michael W. Smith and Kevin Jonas are planning to launch a new music center at Liberty University. Their goal, they say, is to equip worship pastors and anyone else who wants to minister through music. So stay tuned to find out more. Shane W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table, and it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth not for sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com. Grammy Award-winning artist Michael W. Smith plans to share his success secrets with Liberty University students starting this fall. He and Kevin Jonas, father and original manager of the famed Jonas Brothers, will open a music center for the Christian University. The new Michael W. Smith Center for Commercial Music opens August 1st. Liberty hopes the center and the label, which they think will be Liberty Music Group, will give students experience recording an album and attract artists. Vernon M. Whaley, Dean of the School of Music, says this: "Our mission for the university is training and equipping champions for Christ. What I tell my students is it doesn't matter what kind of music you're going into. God's called you to take worship to the nations." End quote. The new music center will take the school's current music training into the mainstream market, which they view as an opportunity for evangelism. Whaley also says this: "The passion we have is not just to train a bunch of people to go into the music industry, or just to go into the Christian music industry for that matter, but to be equipped as musicians to go into the music industry fully equipped to do what they believe God has called them to do, whether it's in the mainstream market or the faith-based market." End quote. The center will include emphases such as artist development, songwriting, recording, engineering and producing, publishing and producing, and film score production. It will also offer a brand new $2 million recording studio for its label. Do you look forward to the new Christian artists that Liberty's Music Center will produce? Let us know in the comments section at charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.